Councilmember Jeff Fritzen talked last night about the State Farm effect and how it has been a positive for many, many decades for this community, so positive that it even, he implied, created a sense of complacency in the community about economic development, and that perhaps Bloomington Normal didn't work as hard on that as it should have or could have in seeking out new business opportunities and business growth. Even though Councilmember Fritzen said the State Farm effect right now is negative, he expects them to emerge leaner and more competitive and able to grow again and be operating stably and in a positive fashion for Bloomington Normal. What's your sense of, for lack of a better term, the State Farm effect right now?
Well, you know, I will agree with Jeff on the notion that State Farm needs to be competitive in a very competitive industry right now, and they have to make some hard choices for themselves. They have had a negative impact on our community, but I don't think it's a deadly impact on our community. I agree that we have been complacent about economic development because for years and years and years, we didn't need it, or so we told ourselves. But I think that's something you can never stop looking at as a community. You've always got to be looking to the future. You're looking for opportunities to strengthen your community. You should always be doing that.
How has the municipality seen the effect of State Farm's shifts in employment in and out and the uncertainty that those shifts have caused in the populace?
Well, I think the one thing we're watching to see, and we won't know for a while, is what happens to real estate values in the community because of the number of people that have been transferred to the State Farm hubs, what will happen to housing prices, and if housing prices go down, then our EAV for property taxes go down, and it makes our job a lot harder to do. So that's probably the thing we're watching, but I think it's important in the community that there is opportunity for someone, say, who was downsized out of State Farm or said, I don't want to live in Atlanta or Dallas or Phoenix, an opportunity for them to find an equally good-paying job in our community. I think that's really important. And also, as Councilman McCarthy talked about, programs at Illinois State University, which are addressing new skills that are needed in the marketplace. Hopefully we can keep more people going through Illinois State University in the community.
The presumption on a lot of the involuntary retirements, though, has been that these are folks who may or may not move out of the community, but who will find it difficult to find other jobs because of their age. Where are those jobs that you're talking about? Where can they find and latch and tie and contribute?
Well, you know, it depends on the person, I think. You know, some of these people could actually start their own companies. They certainly have the experience and the skills to do something like that. Maybe they want to do it. Maybe they don't want to do it. That, I think that would be the option. But you can't look at it as another large corporation is going to move to Bloomington Normal and suck up all this workforce. It's going to be more incremental.
Mayor Chris Koos of the town of Normal, thanks for joining us. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal joined GLT on Sound Ideas after council meetings. Mayor Koos spoke to us in his office.